Arizona News. I'm John Scott. This could be a record Memorial Day weekend for travel. Correspondent Shelley Adler has more on the story.
AAA predicts this will be the busiest start of summer weekend in nearly 20 years, with just under 44 million people traveling between Thursday and Monday. AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz.
People are really viewing travel as something that brings them a lot of value to their life, and they're prioritizing it. So perhaps they're cutting back in other areas.
AAA's prediction for car travel at 38.4 million could set a new mark for this holiday weekend. As for the airports, TSA is predicting up to 3 million passengers passing through security to start the long weekend Friday. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden says the U.S. and Kenya share several interests.
Together, the United States and Kenya are working to deliver on the challenges that matter most to our people's lives: health security, economic security, cyber security, and climate security.
The president has welcomed Kenya's president and his family to the White House. William Ruto and his wife, Rachel, arrived at the White House for a pomp-filled ceremony aimed at recognizing the growing importance of the U.S.-Kenya relationship. The Justice Department filing a sweeping antitrust lawsuit against Ticketmaster and parent company Live Nation Entertainment. They're accused of running an illegal monopoly over live events in America and driving up prices for fans. The lawsuit, filed in New York and brought by 30 state and district attorneys general, Live Nation denying the allegations. The Dow is down 489 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 42. This is SRN News. Germany moves to lower the penalty for child pornography.
The law currently imposes a minimum of 1 year in jail for disseminating pornographic images of minors, but Germany's cabinet has approved plans to reduce the minimum sentence to 3 months, and Parliament has registered its approval. Part of the reason for the change is that so many young Germans are now sending nude pictures of themselves on social media that the current law promises to send a lot of them to jail for a year. Critics say reducing the penalty for child pornography sends a bad message at a time when the problem is growing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian ministry that has closed its beaches on Sunday mornings for generations to honor God is relenting temporarily, allowing beachgoers onto the sand while it fights a court case with the state of New Jersey. The Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association established a Christian seaside retreat at the Jersey Shore in 1869 and closes its beach until noon on Sundays. This is SRN News. Senator Ted Cruz introducing a bill that would protect in vitro fertilization.
Senator Cruz this week introduced the IVF Protection Act along with Senator Katie Britt of Alabama. That's what the state Supreme Court earlier this year ruled, that frozen embryos are children and thus protected by Alabama's wrongful death statute. The ruling has left Cruz, Britt, and other Republicans vulnerable to what Britt calls fear-mongering by critics who accuse Republicans of planning to impose new nationwide restrictions on IVF services. Bob Agner reporting.
A former top prosecutor for the city of Baltimore to be sentenced for lying about her finances to improperly access retirement funds during the COVID-19 pandemic. A sentencing hearing scheduled for former Baltimore State's attorney Marilyn Mosby at the federal courthouse in Greenbelt, Maryland. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.